We're going to try to do this in 45 minutes, and MACRA in 45 minutes is going to be a test for anybody at this point as well. So you can do superficially, you can do intermediate, or you can dive really deep. And I don't think we're going to be able to dive really deep today. We're going to try to hit kind of the intermediate level of issues, and you need to know that there are a lot more details in some of the stuff, particularly some of the APM constructs that they've created. And also, I want to—we need to talk about repeal. Obviously, you have to worry about repeal at this point. All bets are off. But common wisdom is that this was a bipartisan bill that has been in the works for a long, long time by CMS, and that is there was nothing in the ACA repeal that would have impacted the MACRA bill that was never passed. So. Right now, everybody's assuming that this will continue on and that Price will be interested in doing this because he's a doctor and wants to try to see these things work. So we'll see how that works as well. Okay.
Yes.
Can you talk again? Houston, come in.
There we go. All right, Cindy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. I'm going then.
All right.
Really, there's a whole lot in MACRA that is very important, but I think the one level we have to really understand, for years and years, we've in healthcare been saying, how can we incentivize other kinds of activity and productivity in the doctors? How can we incentivize quality? How can we incentivize improvement in the information systems? How can we improve the cost of care? And we're all frustrated because the main methodology for paying doctors was a productivity methodology, and that's been the way it has been forever.